Did you make a resolution to travel more in 2019? Let the experts at FTM Travel turn your vacation dreams into your dream vacation. We specialize in Disney destinations, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and Aulani in Hawaii. Let our experts take care of the details so you can enjoy a hassle-free vacation. Please reach out to us at info at FTM Travel. That's F as in ferry, T as in trip, M as in mother. So that's FTMtravel.com. Our services are always complimentary when you book through us. We look forward to working with you. Welcome to episode 29 of Rebecca Enchanted. I'm Rebecca Mitchell, your fairy podmother. This episode today is going to be all about the transportation options at Walt Disney World. Just a reminder that you can connect with me via social media at Rebecca Enchanted on Instagram and Facebook. And this episode is actually a suggestion from a listener. So here we go. The first thing I want to talk about is the airport transportation. So if you are flying into MCO, which is Orlando International Airport, and you are staying at a Disney resort, you're able to take Disney's Magical Express. The dates of your flights have to match the dates of your reservation with Disney. So let's say you want to fly in, do Disney for several days, and then you switch to Universal or go to the beach or something, you would only be entitled to take the Magical Express at the beginning of your trip. Your flight dates have to match your reservation dates in order for you to take the transportation. And in addition to being transportation directly from the airport to your resort, they will also handle your luggage if you want. So you will get maybe, 10 days or a month or so before your trip, you will get an envelope from Disney's Magical Express. They have yellow tags in that envelope, and you would place those on your airport or on your luggage. And when you check in at your origin airport, so you're flying out of Denver, you put it on there, and then you won't see your luggage until you get to your resort. And actually, they say to allow up to 3 hours for your luggage to be delivered to your resort, but it's delivered directly to your room. I think this is great if you're flying in the morning and you want to head straight to the parks. I don't recommend it if you're flying in, later. I would say anything past almost 6 or 7, because it could get there, around 10 or 11. And, especially if you have children sleeping in your room, you don't want to be waiting for your luggage. Also in that same vein, I recommend packing anything you might need immediately. So medicines, toothbrushes, anything like that. If you're arriving kind of later in the day and you think it might be around bedtime when your luggage is delivered, I recommend packing anything you would need immediately like that in your carry-on, because there's just kind of no telling exactly when your luggage will be delivered, if it would be ready in time for bed, that kind of thing. Magical Express, I think, is a really smooth way to travel. I think it's very easy. It's easy to find in the airport, although I've missed it a couple times, but eventually I find it. I do like to have them deliver my luggage as often as possible, just to make everything at the airport easier. I don't have to go to baggage claim and all of that. The only downside is that you sometimes do have to wait a little bit, and I do think this has improved over the years, but when you check in at the airport, they will assign you a lane, and then you will get assigned to a bus, and then that bus will take you to your resort. It might stop at one or two other resorts along the way. They try and really consolidate it so the resorts are close together. So it can take some time. I like to say plan anywhere from Disney World, the airport, the distance is about 45 minutes or so in a good, in good traffic without too many delays. But, there's some waiting, and then there's the other hotels. So it can take anywhere up to 2 hours, especially if you're trying to make a dining reservation or something like that, just so you plan ahead and know that it could take that long. So that's why I will mention a couple of other options. You can always take a taxi from the airport, taxi, Uber, Lyft, whatever you're most comfortable with. The other option, and I'll talk about the Disney minivan service in a little bit, but that is accessible through the Lyft app. And actually, you would be able to prearrange a minivan also for your arrival. And those minivans are driven by Disney cast members. They have two car seats in them. And that is, you know, Disney's service. They're really pretty. They have little mini dots on them, like Minnie's skirt. And they're just, it's a nice way to transport, you know, your family from the airport to Disney World. One of the other options, of course, is a private car service. Our agency works with Park Avenue limos. They don't just have limos, you know, they have some vans and they have sedans. They have all sorts of different options for your family, depending on the size and how much luggage you'll have. So those are all ways to get to and from, you know, the airport to your resort. Of course, renting a car is always an option. I don't personally think you need one at Disney World. I think that using their transportation kind of keeps you in the vacation bubble. And while there may be, you know, some waits for transportation options, you're also not, you know, having to drive through the Orlando traffic, park, all that good stuff. So I like to use Disney's transportation, but you can rent a car also from MCO right there. Okay, and now I want to talk about the different resort transportation options. So in the past, I know that I've gone through it as I go through the resorts and the different options, but I want to just narrow in on specifically transportation. So there are three monorail resorts, as they're called. It's Grand Floridian, the Contemporary Resort, and then also the Polynesian. And these all have the monorail that go to them. Monorail stops at these resorts, and that monorail will either take you to the Ticket and Transportation Center, or there is one that goes on a loop that goes right to the Magic Kingdom. If you're going to Epcot from any of those monorails, you will have to stop at the Ticket and Transportation Center and switch monorails. There's a great advantage to the monorails, several reasons. If you have a stroller or a scooter, you can just roll those right on. The scooter, they will have a ramp for you, but a stroller is easy to get up on the monorail. So if you have a child that is maybe sleeping, you don't have to tear down your stroller, break it down like you would have to on the bus. So I think that's one big advantage. It's also just kind of it's just easy. There's no other way to put it. It's just easy to hop on that monorail. You go through security before you get on that monorail. So when you arrive at the Magic Kingdom, you have already passed through security and you get to bypass the regular security line. I think that's a huge benefit. Even if you are not staying at any of those monorail resorts, so if you are not staying at the Grand Floridian, Polynesian, or Contemporary, you can still use the monorail. So let's say you are at Epcot and you want to switch over to Magic Kingdom. You hop on that monorail, you will have to switch over at the Ticket and Transportation Center to a different monorail, but you can get on there. There's just a lot of different ways to use the monorail. Let's say you're at Magic Kingdom and you've got dinner at the Polynesian. You can hop on that monorail and go to Ohana at the Polynesian. So you do not have to be staying at one of those resorts in order to use the monorail. And it is an efficient way to get around to your different restaurants, resorts, and then from between Magic Kingdom and Epcot. And then for those monorail resorts, if you are staying there, they have bus transportation to Animal Kingdom and to Hollywood Studios. So those are your options. You would take monorail to, of course, Contemporary is close enough that you can actually walk to the Magic Kingdom, also going through your own security. So that's super nice. So you're going to take a bus then to Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom from any of those monorail resorts. And then there's another grouping of hotels, which I'll call kind of the Epcot area hotels, which is Boardwalk, Yacht Club, and Beach Club. And for those resorts, you are within walking distance to the International Gateway at Epcot, which is an entrance that is by the World Showcase. And you bypass, of course, the regular entrance. You do still have to go through security, but it's a smaller amount of people trying to get through there. So that's a nice walk over there. It's pretty easy. I mean, depending obviously on where, what side of those resorts you're on, but 5 to 10 minute walk maybe, which is very nice. And then it is also about a 10 to 15 minute walk to Hollywood Studios. Again, sometimes you might spend that much time waiting in line for transportation. So I mean, my thought is always like, well, I may as well just start walking. Like rather than stand there and wait for something, I may as well just start walking. So those are really nice and very convenient to those two parks, Epcot and Hollywood Studios. And especially as the crowds at Hollywood Studios grow because of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, I would also recommend staying in that area just for that that option to walk to Hollywood Studios. The other option to both Epcot and Hollywood Studios from those resorts is a boat. And this is another nice one. If you've got the scooter or you've got a stroller, you do not have to break those down or get off of them. You're able to, you know, roll the stroller or the scooter right onto the boat and use that transportation. It's a nice little boat ride to both of the parks. They're very nice. The boat will tell you, like, for instance, we were on it and we were headed back to the boardwalk, but it stopped at the Swan and Dolphin Hotel. And they said, you know, it's another 15 minute ride or so to the boardwalk, or, you know, it's about a 5 minute walk. So we chose to walk, get off and walk to there. And that's just based on the route it takes. And then if you are staying at those Epcot resorts, again, the Epcot resort area, Boardwalk, Beach Club, Yacht Club, you would take the bus then to Magic Kingdom, and you would have the bus option for Animal Kingdom as well. And then a couple of other resorts with different transportation options. The Fort Wilderness Resort and the Wilderness Lodge both have boat transportation to and from the Magic Kingdom. So again, that's great if you've got a stroller or scooter. You just get right on the boat. Not a lot to worry about there. And then those resorts would then have buses to the other parks, to Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. So I'm not going to call out each and every resort unless it has special transportation options. So we're looking at then Animal Kingdom, the moderate and value resorts. They all have bus transportation to and from the parks, and then also Disney Springs. And I did not mention that with those other deluxe resorts I was just talking about, but they all have bus transportation to Disney Springs. So a couple of exceptions, the Port Orleans resorts, both French Quarter and Riverside, they have bus transportation to all the parks, they actually have boat transportation to Disney Springs. So that's really, really nice and accessible. And so that's for my clients that stay there, I recommend that they, you know, if they get in early enough, they can take a boat over to Disney Springs for dinner on their arrival day. Or, you know, maybe if they're leaving later, they can head over to Disney Springs before they leave. A lot of options there. You know, if you do like a half day in the park, you can, again, take the boat over to Disney Springs. And it's a nice ride. It's super easy. Again, easy if you've got a stroller or a scooter. So what I do want to talk about are the bus stops at each of the moderate and value resorts. And in the moderate category, Port Orleans is the only moderate resort that has one bus stop. The rest of the moderate resorts will have several internal bus stops throughout the resort. So if you are staying, let's say, at Coronado, you might get picked up at bus stop number 2, but then you've still got to stop at 3, 4, 5, that kind of thing. It's fine. It's like, it works just fine. I've really never had a problem with it, but I do like to mention that because I like that a lot about French Quarter, that it has one bus stop and, you know, it's easy on, easy off. And then in the value category, both Pop Century and Art of Animation will have their own dedicated buses. So, Pop Century has one bus stop, one centralized bus stop, but it will only be for the Pop Century Resort. Same with Art of Animation. One centralized bus stop, but all for Art of Animation. Then when you head over to the All-Star Resorts, while they will have, you know, each All-Star Sports, All-Star Music, and All-Star Movies will have their own bus stop. They will also share buses between the three All-Stars Resorts. This is not always the case. It is, of course, based on crowds and that kind of thing. But it is definitely a chance you take by staying at those All-Star Resorts that you will have to share buses with those three resorts within the All-Star campus. And then also, conversely, like coming out of the park at night, sometimes you might have your own bus stop for All-Star Sports, and sometimes it will be all three of them combined. Again, just based on crowds. So I do like to mention that, which is why I recommend Pop Century or Art of Animation in that value category. So those are the basics of the Disney internal transportation system. The monorail, the boats, and the buses. And you can use any of those. It doesn't matter where you're staying. You can even be staying offsite and use those internal transportation systems. The buses come about every 20 minutes. That varies, of course. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. They do it based on demand. So they might see, you know, that there's a large amount of people waiting for a bus, and they will send out, you know, one right after another. They do a really good job of keeping people moving. You will have to wait. There are definitely times when you have to wait, which can be frustrating when you're coming out of the park, I think is the most frustrating part. But it is easy to navigate. They get you from place to place. I like to do that. I like to use their internal system. I think it is just, it just saves me from stressing about, you know, how to get somewhere, worrying about anything like that. And I wanted to mention, at your resort, when you're waiting at the bus stop, they will have screens that say, you know, the next bus is coming at 12:02 or whenever. And those times are constantly updating. So, you know, it might say 12:02, then it says 12:05. I mean, you know, obviously there's traffic and it varies, but you will have some idea of when a bus is coming. And also in the same vein, if you're using them, well, you should be using the My Disney Experience app if you're there. It will actually have the bus times in there too. So when you are at your resort, you can open your My Disney Experience app. If you see a bus is 20 minutes away, you don't have to rush out of your room to get to the bus stop. If you see the bus is 3 minutes away and you want to make that bus, that's when it's time to hustle. So that is a nice feature that has been added, and I think it's very useful. Again, you can, they don't have it for when you're leaving the parks, but they do have it at your resort. And then one of the other notes about the internal system is that they do actually have buses from park to park. So that can be quite useful if you're park hopping. And I just want to say, though, if you're leaving Hollywood Studios, it closes at 8, let's say, and Magic Kingdom is open till midnight, you will see a long line for the bus, typically, at Hollywood Studios. Everybody's going to Magic Kingdom because that's when it opens. So in the past, what I've done to avoid that is we'll hop on an Epcot bus, and then we will go to the Ticket and Transportation Center, take a monorail or the ferry boat from the Ticket and Transportation Center over to Magic Kingdom. And then that's one of the other notes I want to make too, is Magic Kingdom is only accessible by the internal buses. It is also accessible by the boats that I've mentioned and the monorail. So everybody arriving to the Magic Kingdom has to park in a parking lot that is at the Ticket and Transportation Center. There is no parking lot in front of the Magic Kingdom. And so if you are driving to the Magic Kingdom, you will get dropped off, or you will park at the Ticket and Transportation Center, and they have a ferry boat that goes, and they have a monorail. And so that's just a word of warning, because if you wanted to take any sort of taxi or Lyft or Uber, they will also drop you at the Ticket and Transportation Center. There is no way to get right up to the Magic Kingdom using a car transportation service like that. The exception is using Disney's minivan service, which I talked about from the airport, and I will talk about in more detail here in a little bit. Or let's say you want to use a Lyft from your resort or wherever you are, a taxi, you would get dropped off. Also, you could get dropped off at any of those monorail resorts. You could get dropped off at Contemporary and walk over. You could get dropped off at the Grand Floridian or Polynesian and then take the monorail over. But there's no quick and easy way via car to get to the Magic Kingdom. You will always have to take some sort of transportation from the parking lot to there, unless you take one of Disney's buses or the boats or the monorail from your resort. Okay, let's get into Disney's minivan service. So while everything I've mentioned previously is complimentary, the buses, the monorail, the boats, all of that stuff is complimentary, the minivan service is for an added fee. And you would just open, when you are on the Disney property, you would open the Lyft app and you would, that would be an option. As I mentioned, they are driven by Disney cast members and they have the option for two car seats. They also do have the option for ECV or your scooter use. So you would just have to mention that you need that extra service when you are ordering the minivan through the Lyft app. And then they would drive you, you know, anywhere that you want on property. So I think it's most useful when you're staying at a resort that does not have easy transportation to another resort. So like if you're staying at the Grand Floridian, you want to eat at Polynesian, very easy to do. But let's say you're staying at French Quarter and you need to get to the boardwalk in order to have your princess breakfast with Ariel and Eric and Rapunzel and Flynn Rider at Trattoria Al Forno. So let's say that's what you want to do. It is not that easy transportation-wise using Disney's internal system. Essentially, you would have to leave on a bus from French Quarter, go to a park. You know, I would recommend Epcot being the park. And then you would have to get from the front of Epcot to the boardwalk entrance. So it's not that easy to do if you want to go resort to resort. And that's where I would suggest taking a minivan. And it's just going to get you there a lot faster. If you have to use Disney's bus system to get from resort to resort, it can easily take an hour to an hour and a half, you know, maybe on the high end, but I think that's what I would plan for. And whereas a minivan would get you there, you know, within 20 to 25 minutes, they have the car seats if that's what you need. And you can, you know, just cut some time out, save some time on your vacation. As I mentioned, this minivan is for a fee. And so you just have to evaluate, you know, kind of, I think, like what your time is worth. If it's not worth it for your family, there are certainly ways to get there without using a minivan, but that's one of the options. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is a very exciting addition to the transportation system at Walt Disney World. They will be opening a Skyliner that is opening this fall, Skyliner Transportation System, and this will have a station at the International Gateway at Epcot and then Disney's Hollywood Studios. So this will be a great way to get to Hollywood Studios and Epcot. And the resorts that will have stations for the Skyliner are Pop Century, Art of Animation, the new Riviera Resort that is currently being constructed, and then Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. And so these will be overhead gondolas that go from the resorts to the parks. And they're, of course, Disney themed. And I'm super, 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 super excited to try this transportation. I think it will help a lot. I think it will go really smoothly. So I'm anxious. I will probably stay at Caribbean Beach in order to try it out. But that is coming this fall to Disney World. And the other thing that I will mention is that, and this is, you know, up to your own family's preference and level of comfortability, but I'm a fan of taking a Lyft or Uber or taxi oftentimes from my resort to a park or from park to park. I'm used to using it quite frequently when I travel. The Lyft apps or Uber, I prefer Lyft over Uber, but they're readily available. Each one I've taken is approximately $6 to $7. And that's usually just like for, you know, two adults. If you have children that need car seats, that's a different story. They do have a family version that would have car seats, but that's kind of like a whole different animal. But if you do not need car seats, I think it is pretty easy to use those transportation services when you're there, but that is totally up to you. And that's only something I've started doing recently when I've gone on more adult trips and I feel better about it. Of course, there were times when my son was younger that actually, there was one time we were at Disney Springs and he just fell ill while we were there. He got really, really sick. And so, instead of taking that boat back, we were staying at Riverside, and instead of taking that boat back, we got a taxi. The taxi could deliver us right to our building, which was nice, because he was just like too sick to really walk from the boat to the resort. So that was fun. But those are certainly options, and they're nice to know that you have them as options in a situation like that, like where it was like, okay, we got to get home. We got to get home now. We cannot wait for a bus. Okay, so that's maybe not exactly the note I wanted to end on, but that does kind of conclude what I wanted to talk about for transportation at Walt Disney World. Just in summary, there are so many great internal options that you have. While you may have to wait a little bit for each of the options, it's easy. I like that I don't have to rent a car when I go to Disney World. I like that I don't have to use my phone to figure out where I'm going and miss a turn as I always do, and then here, recalculating. That is one of the things I love about Disney World is just going there and having them take care of me, to have them take me from the airport back to the airport and everywhere in between. So thank you for listening to this episode. As always, I hope to hear from you via social media and see you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.